Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
We just don't know how bad it is. Aaron O'Toole being officially informed he was targeted, having family in Hong Kong. It had given us a sense of uncertainty. Brian Passafume joining us, reporter with the National Post, covering this in Ottawa. Brian, good afternoon. Yeah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What a week it was. And it's been a week with this story, as you know. I mean, you can't let it go. It's like a ball and chain around your ankle and all the other reporters. But I'm still surprised David Johnson did not call an inquiry. And as I said at the top of the show, I'm also surprised at the reaction from the middle, the left, the right. The calls for the inquiry are just echoing across the country, Brian. Did it surprise you?
Yeah, this is probably, it's a unsurprisingly surprising or surprisingly unsurprising, that's whatever you want to look at it. It's definitely consumed the week with follow-up and reaction to this whole thing. And it's rare for a week where the House of Commons isn't sitting to be as busy for political reporters. But yeah, I think the one thing that kind of struck out for a lot of people is that this report has kind of been a very rare moment of agreement for all the opposition parties, you know, from the Bloc to the Conservatives to the NDP and miscellaneous. You know, they're all saying that, yeah, this whole process was pointless. Everybody wants a national inquiry into this. And they're not really buying the conclusions that Johnson came up with in this report about how an inquiry would be pointless because it would be classified. Well, there's ways around it. There's different ways of doing it. It just really didn't satisfy what a lot of people, I think, were hoping to get out of this.
It's true. You know, I had a prediction. Somebody who worked in that line of national security, just kind of feeling that the prime minister may have to call an inquiry all on his own if this noise doesn't stop. Brian, are people considering that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people were expecting an inquiry to come out of this. And yeah, I think to them, this is surprising. I think that they've lost confidence that sort of the current process and the current government is really taking this seriously, and B, really looking to get to the bottom of this, because anybody who's read the report, it really draws no conclusions. There's a lot of, this is the way it is and we can't tell you why. So, take our word for it. And, going into this, David Johnston, former governor general, preeminent Canadian, someone probably the most uncontroversial Canadian in those circles, really this whole report has kind of left his reputation in tatters just with how everything is going. So yeah, really, I think that, some drastic things need to change for people who are going to start, trusting this process.
All right. I just want to dwell a little bit on the political opportunity here. And you're right. I mean, there were some strange bedfellows in this, and the calls just kept coming. Inquiry, inquiry. It's given a lot of ammunition, of course, to the Conservatives. Pierre Poilievre picking this up. And then we have news of Aaron O'Toole saying he's been officially, he's been told about his family in Hong Kong and himself being targeted. Michael Chong, very strong performance there. Brian, politically, this is a dance for the prime minister, and maybe one he's never had before.
Yeah, the whole process of him, sort of sidestepping the inquiry and appointing a special rapporteur, really, this is just an exercise in buying time. I think that I think the PMO was kind of hoping this would all go away and, people would kind of forget about it, because, Ottawa has a very short memory. Whatever was a huge scandal a few months ago, you have to look it up on Wikipedia to see what we're talking about. But yeah, it was an exercise in sort of buying time, but I think that time for the PMO has run out. I think it's time for them to either be productive or get off the pot.
Well, that's a dire prediction, Brian, but I'm sure a lot of Canadians would agree. As you say, I mean, kicking that can down the road. Here's the other thing that was mind-blowing. David Johnson talking about his next report. It's not until October. stuff is going to happen. And I almost said another word instead of stuff there before October, Brian. I can't imagine we're all just going to sit in the corner until then.
It's a family radio show, Arlene.
It is. I have to be reminded of that.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, when it was sort of, covering this government, you can't help but to color your language with an expletive sometimes. But yeah, this report that was released on Tuesday, it's not the last step. This is only the first step. This is kind of the first step in the whole process. What's going to be coming next is kind of a traveling roadshow of public hearings where people can, just show up and, say their piece is not binding and won't help to anything. And, a lot of people are criticizing Johnson for not stepping aside, saying, this process, needs someone who's maybe a bit more impartial and a bit more distant. And, a lot of hay is being made about, the links between Johnson and the Trudeau family and, Johnson, reminiscing during the press conference on Tuesday about the salad days of him skiing with the Trudeau family. It didn't really help matters. But in Ottawa here, it's hard to go in a circle that someone is having some sort of a ancillary knowledge or exposure to the Trudeau family. But I think that whole impartiality issue is something that just won't go away for them.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.